In some circumstances, the rule would let chancellors suspend faculty members without pay, pending a final decision on whether or not they'll be fired. At a public hearing on the plan, UW-Platteville Professor Ray Spoto said he's bothered that faculty were not given enough say in drawing up the guideline. He says it infringes on tenure rights.
You know, we don't want axe murderers on our campus, naturally. We sympathize with what the regents are trying to do, but we don't want it to be at the expense of something very valuable. Tenure is there to protect academic freedom and due process. Without tenure, one cannot teach properly.
An attorney representing faculty leaders said leaving them out of the process could lead to lawsuits down the road. The Board of Regents began looking at the issue after a review last year found they had three professors with felony records on the payroll, including a couple serving time behind bars. Regent Chair David Walsh says the UW needs to have the tools to address those situations more quickly.
The process that exists today doesn't allow for a speedy, expedited, or reasonable timetable. And these rules were established to mimic what other people do, what the private industries do. They make decisions.
The board will take comments on its plan until the end of September and will likely vote on it in October. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.